This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope it's off to a good start. Or if you're listening to this at night, I hope you've had a good day. This is WGOD Radio, where we study usually the New Testament verse by verse, and that's where we're in right now. We are wrapping up the book of Revelation here very soon. We're in chapter 21. We're going to pick it up here today, looking at your new digs. What do you think about that? Finally, we're in chapter 21. The Lord has come back already in chapter 19, verse 11, where He came riding back on a white horse. We've been to the great white throne judgment, where everyone will give an account of the things done in the body, just like the Apostle Paul warned it was going to be. And after he warned them, he said, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." We've looked at, again, another promise here in verse 7, a promise to all those who overcome, and a promise that everyone who is still out here practicing sin will never see the inside of heaven. That's where we left off with the word but in verse 8. Today we're going to look at the New Jerusalem. Let's talk about our new home. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Well, look at this place that He's been preparing. The Son of God, the carpenter, has been at work preparing a place for you and I. Chapter 21, verse 9. "Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues and spoke with me, saying, 'Come, I will show you the wife, the bride of the Lamb.' And he carried me away in the spirit unto a great and high mountain. And he showed to me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Its radiance was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." Verse 12, "having a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." Notice the distinction even here between Israel and the church. You see, God has always had a distinct plan between Israel and the church. You see it right here. Even in the age to come, even in our eternal state here with the New Jerusalem, your heavenly home for all eternity, God's made a distinction between Israel and the church. Verse 15, "He who spoke with me had a measure, a golden reed, so that he might measure the city and its gates. The city is laid out like a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal." Okay, so here, if you can imagine, here is the blueprints to your new home. Blueprints, may I add, that have been drawn up by the great master builder himself, the greatest architect this universe has ever seen, Almighty God. 1,400 miles wide and 1,400 miles high. Let's put it in perspective. The tallest thing on this earth is Mount Everest, 29,000 feet. It's around 6 miles high. Your new home, the New Jerusalem, is 1,400 miles high. And the wall is 216 feet thick. Okay, verse 17. Its wall is 144 cubits by the measure of a man, which is of an angel. And the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like transparent glass. Verse 19. The foundation of the wall of the city, the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase. Pardon me for pronouncing some of these wrong, perhaps. The 11th was jacinth, the 12th amethyst. There's one I know how to pronounce, amethyst. Verse 21, Revelation 21:21. The 12 gates are 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was made of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Verse 22, but, here's another but, even this late in the book. What's the but this time? The but's going to refer to no temple in the city. Verse 22, but I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty is its temple. Also the Lamb. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine, for the very glory of God illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations will walk in its light. And the kings of the earth will bring to it the glory and honor of the nations into it. Wow. So why is there no temple here? Well, because we don't need to draw close to God anymore through prayer and being in our churches praying for the presence of the Lord. You don't need to pray and hope for the presence of the Lord, friend. You're in the presence of the Lord. No more temple. You don't need to go to church praying for the Lord to come here. Oh, may we experience the presence of the Lord today. May the Lord descend on us today, or whatever good-natured things that we do, because we're dying for a touch from God. We want to leave church knowing we've been in the presence of God, right? Huh. You don't have to worry about that here in the New Jerusalem, because you'll be in the presence of God. What an awesome thing. Look at this verse. It says that the glory of God, the very glory of God, illuminated it, and its lamp is the Lamb, Father and Son. Wow, what an awesome thing. So does this mean, too, here that people will go in and out of New Jerusalem? I mean, why gates if no one's going to be going in and out? Verse 25, its gates shall by no means be closed by day, for night shall not exist there. And they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it so that they may enter. But there will by no means enter into it anything unclean, nor shall the abominable or liars enter, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. All right, now from the fact that the nations will be in the city, as well as Israel and the church, is evident the city is the dwelling place of the saints of all ages, the angels, and God himself. The description of the heavenly Jerusalem in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, itemizes all those mentioned here and adds the spirits of righteous or just men made perfect. As a matter of fact, let's read that now. Let me read this verse to you here. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Here it says, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. The author of Hebrews here, whether it's Paul, whoever it is, he's describing this very thing. You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Verse 24, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. So though the description of the city does not answer all the questions concerning the eternal state, the revelation given to John describes a beautiful and glorious future for all who put their trust in the living God. Now, in our next program here, we're going to get into chapter 22, and then we're going to wrap up here. We have 21 verses left in chapter 22. That's where we'll pick it up here in our next program. Now, coming up here in this program as well, I'll be playing some of the Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor. That is Island Community Church here in Merritt Island, Florida. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Love to see you. And speaking of, I'm really excited about the sermon here this coming weekend, this Sunday, this Memorial Day weekend. My good friend, Pastor Ken Babington, who is the pastor of First Baptist Church of Cocoa Beach, Florida, is preaching. I asked him to come in to preach this sermon because I saw the book that he wrote. It's called Taking Back America, an 80-year plan. Man, oh man, 80 years. That's probably about what it would take, right, to do things right. I'm really excited about hearing this message, Taking Back America. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church if you're able. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. Also, we're going to have special music as well. Southern gospel singer Stan Schumann will be doing the music for the worship service on this coming Sunday. Some good old Southern gospel music Sunday morning. And then Pastor Ken will be preaching the word, Taking Back America. I'm excited about that. And again, you are invited. Love to see you. If you are already going to another church or if you live outside of the area, look for that podcast here coming up probably next week sometime, Taking Back America. We really need the blessings of God here, and we really need help to get this country back. I think of 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I see God with outstretched arms, and he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and forgive your sins and heal your land. But there's much more to it than that, friend. A lot more work is required to take this country back than you and I just praying a simple prayer. There's a lot of evil embedded in this country that needs to be ripped out by the roots. I look forward to hearing what his sermon's going to be, and you'll hear that here coming up. Now, in the meantime, we'll be back here tomorrow as we're wrapping up the book of Revelation. We'll be back in chapter 22. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.